Hello.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Good week, long week.
Good week, long week. Are you psyched for tonight?
Very much so. It's gonna be the
Very
first time I've gone to a concert in, well, besides the house show, but like in a venue since I lived in back on the East Coast. So I'm very, very excited.
That is exciting. For the listeners, we are going to. I want to actually get the full title of it. I think actually, I should know it. CD1025 Side B at Express Live in a couple hours.
Hell yeah, it's gonna be super good.
That'd be super fun. The main act is Manchester Orchestra, who I've been listening to their music for a decade now. So I love them. The Front Bottoms is a supporting, and I never really listened to the Front Bottoms,
Oh, fucking love
but
me some Front Bottoms.
I listened to them this last past week, and they're super good. If you're into like shouting dance punk, which is awesome. Have you listened to the other ones?
No,
The
I haven't.
supported are Souther, who actually Peter Velarde, friend of the podcast, Peter Velarde said that Souther actually played. Souther, sorry. I keep on saying Souther. Souther actually played at
96E, right?
96E, his house venue. And yeah, he said that they're really good people and it's a really good show. So that's cool. And then Shannon Moser is the other one, who is like acoustic-y, punk-y kind of folksy singer from Philadelphia.
Hell yeah. All the good ones are from Philadelphia. Well, I can't say all, but a lot of them. I'm kind of biased.
She has some I was gonna say she has some bangers.
Some punk folk
Some
bangers.
bangers. I mean, she has a song where she's like, and she told me that time is not a symptom of love. And I was like, ooh, I feel that.
Oh,
I feel
damn.
that. Damn, damn, damn.
Deep in my soul.
So yeah, so that's gonna be a fun time. But also, I'm a sleepy boy because I got back at 6 o'clock. Didn't go to bed until like 7:30. It's now 2:02.
Oh, damn.
So yeah, usually I get my good 8 hours, but not today.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
I got up at 12:30 today, so.
Oh, nice. Let's see here. I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning. I had a few adult beverages. And I was talking to a friend. And found a new show on Amazon Prime, which was I binged all six episodes of it. It was actually
You
surprisingly
show that's
good.
not Patriot.
A show that's not Patriot, believe it or not, but also on Amazon Prime. It's called Fleabag, and it's very hard to describe. It's a British comedy about it's a very good depiction of like modern loneliness and femininity and that sort of thing. And it's hilarious as fuck and very dirty and very 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 witty. It's not so much the whimsical comedy that you kind of came across in Patriot, but more of the blunt end of the comedic hammer, as opposed to the sharp pulley at your heartstrings bit. I don't know how hammers work.
The hammer, I mean, hammers, nails, screws, all things that go down and up and down. What?
Down and up.
Down and up. That's not a sex thing,
That's
but
not a sex. Well, I mean, it could be, if you
definitely
want it to be.
could be. So, Amazon Prime. I mean, I have Amazon Prime too, but I don't watch it as much as I should. There's some good
Well,
stuff on there,
like Patriot, which I'm gonna
like Patriot.
continue to bug you about until you watch it.
Yeah, that's. I'm not gonna outright dismiss you, but I kind of am, just because I don't have a lot of time, so I usually just like end up watching like The Good Place or oh. Then again, I watch a bunch of Dragon Ball. Like that's
Yeah.
I guess I could take some of that time and move it over to Patriot. But yeah, what do you want to start with?
Oh shit, dog. Let's see here. Well, you did mention Dragon Ball, so I do want to hear a little bit more
Should do
about
that.
about
Okay.
some dumb names, some
There.
stupid fucking people out there, like Boo.
Hey, Gog, welcome to the bit of the show where we talk about how some Dragon Ball are. And we're not going to get through all of this list because there are a lot of Dragon Ball things. So I'm just going to like do some highlights. All right, you ready for them?
I'm
Hit the
ready.
rap.
I'm ready for those highlights, like that kids
All right.
magazine from the 90s.
So Saiya is a rearranged symbol of the Japanese word yasai. That means vegetable. Saiyan is the race that Goku is. So all of his people are named after vegetables. Vegeta is the first six letters of vegetable. Bardock is a pun on the root vegetable, Badaku, in Japan. Brawly is a pun on broccoli. Nappa is a pun, is not a pun. Is Nappa is named after cabbage. Raditz is named after radish. And then we got Earthling. The Earthling ones are named after the Earthling sayings are named after food dishes. Gohan, and future Gohan, like grandparent Gohan. They're all named after a rice dish. Let's see. Gohan. We got Trunks is named after boys' underwear. His mom's name is Bulma. And her parents' names are shit. I think there's damn it. It's not on this list right now.
Oh no.
Anyway, going on. Chi Chi. Also by slang extension means breast, Japanese for milk. Her father's name is Ox King, which I find is hilarious. He's just the Ox King on Ox Mountain. Yeah,
This
Chi
is a good
Chi's
place
weird.
for an Ox King, is the Ox Mountain.
It is a good place. Goku kind of fucks him up in the first Dragon Ball. What else? Chaozu, Japanese translation of Goiza in Chinese. Tien means fried rice. What else?
So basically,
Krillin means chestnut. Yeah, there we go. Oh,
so basically
Bulma's
everyone
parents
is a
are
food
named
pin.
Dr. Brief and Mrs. Brief.
Oh
Boom.
wow.
There's a guy that is basically the stand-in for Hulk Hogan, and his name is Mr. Satan. What else? His daughter is named Videl, which is just an anagram of devil.
My God.
Piccolo is named after the woodwind Piccolo, and is said in the Namekian language to mean another world, but they call him Ma in the Japanese version, which means devil,
Oh, shit,
and so
dog.
they call his son, who becomes Goku's like best friend, Ma Junior, so he's Devil Junior.
Hell yeah.
Deborah, who's like the leader, one of the leaders of the demon race, is a play on abracadabra. Babidi and his henchmen, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Anything else? Oh, the Frieza race. Chilled, King Cold, Cooler, Frost, Frieza, Froze.
This is such good radio.
So, yeah, Ginyu Force. Man, this is a lot of stuff. But you get my point is that it's very, very dumb and I like it.
It's amazing.
Like everything Dragon Ball, it's very, very dumb and I like it. And apparently the world likes it because the Dragon Ball FighterZ is one of the fastest selling and highest selling video games of all time. So, or at
That's
least one
kind
of them.
of what got you on this train of watching Dragon Ball, isn't it? Was it Giant Bombcast that was
Yeah, so yeah, Giant Bombcast. They are still airing, doing episodes of All Systems Goku, which is a podcast where they talk about what happened in Dragon Ball Z Kai, which is the abridged version of Dragon Ball Z, because Dragon Ball Z is like 700 episodes or something.
And no one needs that.
No one needs that. You only need the 130 episodes of Dragon Ball Z.
Exactly. That's why, like, fucking Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is so much better than the original release of Full Metal Alchemist.
And I'm very close to getting to the Dragon Ball Z stuff. I've been following a guide for Dragon Ball, which is basically getting rid of all of the filler episodes.
And oh, thank God.
Which there actually isn't a lot of filler episodes once you get past a certain point. So it's like, oh, well, I'm still going to watch like 50, going to end up watching 50 episodes, but they're like 20 minutes each. And I have a video accelerator thing. So
you're watching it at 4x speed?
I watched it at like 5x speed because that show is slow as fuck. Yeah, but that's what I do on. So my weekend is Sunday, Monday, and Monday nights, because I usually work at nights. Monday nights, I just watch a lot of dumb TV.
Hell yeah. It sounds like a super good way to learn how to do speed reading, which is
That's true.
You pick up an anime or any foreign television program or film and set it to 5x speed and try and read the subtitles real, real fast.
That's actually not a bad challenge idea. A random anime that neither of us know about, and then talk about on the podcast,
and try and tell the story of the anime from what we could gather on a first watch, reading the subtitles go by super quick.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. We both have to have acceleration on. It has to be at 5x speed. And it's like, what can you gather from watching this episode that was only 5 minutes in front of you because it was so fast.
You're not allowed. So if you have to take a break, as in like go do something or like let out the dog or something like that, you're not allowed to stop. So you have to go and do whatever you have to take care of, come back and continue at the 5x speed, not knowing what the fuck you just missed.
I just thought we should do, I've been hearing about, I don't know anything about it, but I've been hearing about this anime called Cells at Work.
Cells at Work.
Yes, Cells at Work.
Is it like Osmosis Jones?
It's like Osmosis Jones. I believe it is, but very anime.
So hell yeah. Watch
it because it's very, it's like very nerdy, and anime is nerdy, and yes. Okay, so challenge. That's a challenge. Dig a challenge. I was going to talk about, hey, these. I feel bad about almost peanut buttering last time on my podcast answers. So I was just going to list off these podcasts and then basically say nothing behind them because I take up too much time anyway.
Okay, word.
So I'm going to list off these podcasts and people can at me if they want to know more about them.
And how can they at you?
They can at me at Devin Nava. Yeah, I do good content up there, you know?
He does.
I'm a good Twitter boy. What can I say? So, yeah. Who Charted? Sleep With Me.
It's terrible.
Ever Not Funny. Song Exploder. The 1099. The Bugle. The Moth. Okay. I put my 2 cents in there. That's... Now I feel better about... transpired last time.
What I do want to know is the Moth like the Moth Radio Hour?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. My sister really likes the Moth, and so she gets me to watch these. She gets me to listen to these episodes.
Hell yeah.
Cam picks.
So it was yesterday. My dad and I, he asked me what I wanted for my birthday because it's coming up next Sunday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, God. Happy birthday! Which I'm now thinking about the rap from Dubai Friday, where they commissioned a rap for Alex's birthday, I'm pretty sure. But anyway.
I'm thinking about the Frosty the Snowman, which is the cat. He just says,
Happy birthday!
Which is funny. That's That joke is probably one of the top three reasons I like comedy so much. It shaped me as a youth. Happy birth! I was like, wait a minute. He's talking about his own birth. That's hilarious. But go on.
So yeah, we were driving up to IKEA because my dad asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I said a standing desk that I'm gonna build myself,
There you go.
because that's the kind of shit I'm into,
Standing desk.
ladies.
So
But
be all productive and stuff.
oh, absolutely. I had a whole system set up, but I'll get into that here in a second. But we were driving up, we were listening to NPR, obviously. And on the way up, we were listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And on the way back, we caught the tail end of the Moth Radio Hour. And there was, because we were talking about him, I think, last episode in Patriot Act, they had Hasan Minhaj on. And he was doing his bit, which is the basis for his comedy special, Homecoming King, about the Bethany Reed story.
Oh yeah.
And it was still funny as fuck, but it was like way more impactful hearing it over the radio for some
That's yeah,
reason.
that's not a that's not a I mean it is there are funny bits to it, but that story is pretty sad.
It is. It yeah. The the fucking bracket kills me. If you haven't heard Hasan Minhaj, dear listeners, go out and find his stuff. He has his, like we said last time, he has a special on Netflix called Homecoming King, which is genius. And he has a new show that I really need to watch when I'm not watching reruns of Patriot called Patriot Act. Go ahead.
I'm gonna kick myself because last week I said there are no Indian comedians besides Aziz and Hassan. Kumail Nanjiani. Kumail is real good, and he was in The Big Sick, which I mean it was lauded, it was like praised by critics last year.
Hell
He
yeah.
wrote with his wife Emily. So
Oh yeah, I forgot about that movie. Now that I think about it. Oh man, I
have you
still
seen
have to
it?
watch that. No.
Ray
Oh.
Romano's in it. Him and shit. What's her name? I wanna say
Natalie
it's that
Portman.
weird name.
I'm kidding.
Name's Ronan something, but that's not her.
Ronan? The Riders of
Yeah.
Rohan?
Yeah, the writers of Rohan. I'm looking up things. Zoe Kazin. I was thinking of Saoirse, the one that's in Lady Bird.
I have not seen Lady Bird either. I'm very disappointing today.
I have not seen Lady Bird as well, but yeah, she looks kind of like her. So yeah, The Big Sick, very, very good movie. Do you know what that's about?
It's
It's like a real story. It's a true story.
yeah, there's like the there's a couple that's dating, and then the either the fiance or the girlfriend gets really sick, right?
Right.
And all the
So
family comes in, and they're all kind of like unnerved because this white girl is dating an Indian guy, right? And they're all kind of
right.
uncomfortable.
Yeah, like both sides of the family are kind of, well, like racism isn't really what makes it, because I mean, yeah, they're kind of like subtly like I don't know about this Pakistani dude, but his parents want him to have an arranged marriage. And she figures that out right before she becomes sick. So what happens is that she doesn't like the last thing that she told him was that she never wanted to see him again.
Oof.
And then he finds out that she's sick and comes to her bedside and like takes care of her for like a long time.
Oh,
It's
that's really sweet.
great. Yeah, but like you know, it's like one of those things where it's like, you know, is he doing this for the right reasons? And they're very like upfront about that, where like he's like kind of like they're like struggling with him about like, are you here because you're using this as leverage to get back with my daughter, or are you here because you actually care about her? Yeah, it's really good. Ray Romano and Holly Hunter play Emily's parents, and they do a fantastic job. And it's directed by Michael Showalter, who was in The State, which was a comedy improv group, skit group
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
with David Wayne. Do you know David Wayne?
I do not know David Wayne.
Like William Black. They do Wet Hot American Summer together. And
oh, okay.
I should probably talk about that on this podcast at some point. But mm-hmm. Yeah, Big Sick, very, very, very good film. Not one that came out in 2018, but very good film nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. When did it, I feel it, was it 2016, 2017?
Yeah. I think I saw it on Hulu, actually.
Oh, word.
Because I don't pay to see movies anymore. The last movie I saw in theaters was, no joke, last week, I saw Elf in theater.
Wow.
Because, yeah.
Because it's the holiday times. You gotta... It's
the holiday times.
You gotta do it.
What were we talking about?
I think we were talking about, what were we talking about? What the fuck?
I was talking about brown comedians, and I said Camille Nanjiani.
Oh, yeah, and then we talked about The Big Sick. We talked a little bit about The Riders of Rohan.
Yes.
Let's see here. What are we going to talk about next?
We're going to talk about things that did come out in 2018, because yours and my list are very disappointing. Yours was just Patriot Act, or Patriot, right?
Yeah.
Patriot Act.
Pretty much, so I am really hoping it gets a season 3, but my most recently, besides Fleabag, watched all the way through show was Patriot, season 2. Very good. Kind of whimsical comedy mixed with super dark undertones. Some mental health stuff in there, a lot of depression, a lot of kind of like PTSD type shit. Very good, very funny, very sad. It'll make you cry, it'll make you laugh, it'll make you feel all the things.
Feel everything.
And then I already talked about Fleabag. Let's see here. As far as other media, I've been playing like Smash a little bit. I went ahead and shelled out the extra, what was it, like $20 for the expanded fighters edition, mostly because I saw that Joker from Persona 5 was going to be available. Which makes me very excited, because I had to, when I was very broke earlier this year, I sold all of my stuff, including my dear sweet PlayStation 4, and if Persona 5 comes to the Switch, I am going to be very happy boy.
Probably. There was a meme going out that I saw last night, which was Sakurai's out here making a better PlayStation All-Stars than Sony. And it was a picture of Joker, Solid Snake, and Cloud.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man. And I was like, I'm thinking about it a little bit, and... it's kind of sad, because who the fuck would have expected Joker would, and if people don't know what we're talking about, we're not talking about like edgy Joker that's like the big meme gamers rise up right now. We're talking about a character from a Japanese game from the Shin Megami Tensei series called Persona 5. It's slice of life / JRPG. Very good. Love it a lot. But so that's the Joker we're talking about.
Teen rom-com /
so good. And but how did Joker get into Smash before Waluigi?
They're kind of just like pulling us around at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe Waluigi will be there someday.
They put fucking Piranha Plant in there before.
Yep.
And, I mean, nothing
not
against...
Not even his father, Petey Piranha.
Right?
Piranha Plant, come on.
Very
give
disappointing.
Give the guy some respect. At least Petey Piranha. Do it. Oh my god. Now that I think about it, a lot of the enemy types in Mario, they're all named, and all of those names are dumb, too.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We can expect on that, too. Next podcast.
The first 10 minutes of the next podcast, we're going to read all the names of the Mario characters that are NPCs.
Welcome to my new segment, Names Are Stupid.
It's a BuzzFeed listicle for your ears.
A listicle for your ears, in which no one else cares except the guy that's doing it.
Title. Listicle for your ears.
Listicle for your ears. Yeah, I don't know if you wanted to get into some Game Awards stuff, because that kind of ties into that. Is
You
that
have
covered, or
more
do you
to
want
talk
to talk
about than I
stuff?
do, and I would like to hear what you have to say about the Game Awards because I haven't
Okay.
watched, I mean, outside of Polygon, I don't really subscribe to too much like Game Awards or video game journalism because most of it is trash outside of Polygon,
That
but
is true.
I trust your ability to sort the good from the trash. So,
Well,
get
I
me up to
am using a
speed.
Polygon article, so but Polygon makes good summary articles about the Game Awards. So I went about any awards. So I went to them first, and so we already talked about Joker being in Smash. He's going to be the 76th fighter. Holy shit, that's a lot. Mortal Kombat 11 was announced. Can you still hear me if you don't?
Did you distance yourself from your mic? You sound a little bit further away.
I did not.
Oh no.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can still hear you. You just sound faint. You sound like you're in a long dark tunnel and very alone.
Weird. Okay. I will disconnect and then I'll come back.
Right. Right, there we
Okay.
go.
Weird. Yeah, I heard the little Skype tone that was like, I don't know. So from the top, I'm going to be talking about the game announcements because
Yeah, Polygon, and you came out of the
announcements
tunnel to tell us all about the Game
I came
Awards.
out of the out of the tunnel from that technical difficulty to tell you about the Game Awards. Mortal Kombat 11 was announced. Are you excited for Mortal
Not
Kombat?
in the slightest.
Yeah?
I
Did you ever play? You never played Mortal Kombat
played a
earlier?
little bit of it, yeah. I was never really a fan. Fighting games weren't
Okay.
really my thing outside of
Gotcha.
Smash, which was more like a party type fighting game.
Right. And I like fighting games, but I'm not good at them. So that's why, like, Mortal Kombat I can get good at because Mortal Kombat's more button mashy, and like once you figure out how to do things, it just feels really good. I have Mortal Kombat 10 on PS4, and that game's fucking awesome. So yeah, I'm excited. But the whole trailer is to a 21 Savage track, which I think he made for the
Oh, hell
trailer.
yeah.
Raiden and Scorpion just dueling it out, and at the end, spoiler alert, for the trailer of Mortal Kombat 11, Scorpion rips out the spine of Raiden.
Oh, of course, of
That's cool.
course. And then he talks about his 12-car garage.
Yeah, he talks about how proud he is.
Are you surprised I know anything about 21 Savage?
Oh, that was a 21
It
Savage game.
was.
Holy shit. Yes. Why your 12 car garage only got 10 cars? Wow. Wow. How do you Okay. That one and Dylon, Dylon, Dylon are the big ones that I had no idea that he'd done. Nice. Rockstar, right? Rockstar. Anyway, Marvel Ultimate Alliance. Did you ever play these games?
That's the top down
It's
where
the
you
top
pick the
down.
party of Marvel heroes and you go through a level, right?
Yep. And so it's basically this one is going to be all of the guys from the Avengers series. And it's going to be a Nintendo Switch exclusive, and it's made by
Hell
Nintendo,
yeah.
so.
I think I actually played an earlier version way back in the day on the Wii with my dad. That was a good time.
Right. Yeah, it's always been a fun series. I like Ultimate Alliance a lot. Far Cry New Dawn is a sequel to the last Far Cry game, which I heard wasn't very good. But
Yeah, I heard that too, but I feel like this is the first time they've made like a genuine sequel to one of their games.
yeah. And it, I mean, the trailer looks good. It's these, I assume they're sisters. They have the same haircut and they look the same. And they're like going around and basically taking over territories in the new world after, spoiler alert, the bombs drop at the end of Far Cry 5.
I was totally gonna play that.
Well, there are two. There are actually two endings to Far Cry 5. One where the bombs drop, and one where they don't. This is the different timeline. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be like, it kind of sounds like Mass Effect, where they assume that you got the bad end when you're going into Mass Effect 3. I'm pretty sure that's how they rolled with it.
Game or that could be the bad end to Mass Effect 2 was pretty bad. So not as like being bad, like terrible content, but just being like
just devastating.
Devastating thing. That game is one of my favorites, actually.
I've not played any Mass of them except I played way back in the days of the 360. I played the online beta for Mass Effect 3.
I think you would love Mass Effect 2 because it's a RPG that is also a shooter set in space.
Hell yeah, I'm sold.
So like all about like alien lore and stuff like that and politics and.
Hell yeah, I'm already sold.
And you could probably get a copy for like $5.
Hell yeah. So. I recently, this is kind of off topic, but I recently started playing Skyrim because I was so disappointed with Fallout 76. I wanted to go back to a still buggy but good Bethesda game.
The good
Bethesda and game. I was playing it on PC.
The one that they've come out with for
Oh yeah, absolutely, because it's their crown jewel and they realize they're never going to do that well again.
Yeah, we'll stop making them as long as you start.
Exactly. Playing. So I was, I played about 10 minutes of it the old fashioned way, and then immediately was like, you know, I'm on PC.
Oh, yeah.
And I made a batch file and ran the script to unlock all the skills and just played as this super, like, fucking OP dude. Just zapping the shit out of like level one dogs and shit. Poor dogs.
That sounds cool. You heard it here first. Dylan Vickers loves to kill dogs.
Oh god. I do love my sweet doggos. Especially when it's got a nice charbroil on there.
Oh wow.
Only if it's a dog with hands. That's the only time I kill a dog.
That's true. Hand dog is the most
hand dog will kill you. Hand dog can hold a gun. Hand dog will kill you.
That's true. Why am I alive? I want a dog. I was going to say a dog. Randomly say this. A dog with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's face saying, why am I alive?
Oh, God. It's like, that's how we preserve RBG, is we put her into the body of a young animal. It's got to be a mix of face cat and hand dog, because she needs hands to type and write, and she needs face to speak.
That's a question, is if you you found out a way to preserve Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but the only way to do it is to put her head onto a dog's body. Do you do it?
Absolutely. We need her on the bench.
She will, her entire life will be full of suffering and pain and existential crises. Will you?
Yes. Because otherwise Kavanaugh wins.
I mean, Kavanaugh's already
won. It's true.
So. Okay. Dragon Age, new teaser out there. So next game, maybe. The last Dragon Age game was said to not be very good. So.
Yeah, what was that? Inquisition?
Dragon Age 2.
Are you sure?
Inquisition was good.
I thought Inquisition came after Dragon Age 2.
Maybe you're right. Inquisition was
very good.
Dragon Age 2. Dragon Age 2 was
was
not that
bad. And then Dragon Age Origins was amazing.
right. Yeah, Dragon Age Origins is the best. But yeah, Inquisition was good. So I'm sorry, Inquisition. That was I did not remember that. Stranger Things 3, the game, which is, you know how there's a mobile Stranger Things
I did
game?
not.
They teased. Okay, so there is, and it's just like an 8-bit game. They teased the third one at the Game Awards, which I guess, woohoo,
I
I don't
mean,
know.
I enjoy media in itself. Like, Stranger
Right.
Things was a good show. You don't need to sell me on the fact that it was a good show by, like, monopolizing. Like, if you go into
Right.
Target, you can, like, there's an entire wall devoted to
Of Stranger
Stranger
Things books.
Things shit.
Yeah.
Like, was it, Copper's, that's not his name. Is that his name? Yeah,
Coppers.
that's his name. Copper's coffee mug.
Oh, yeah.
Cooper's coffee mug, yeah.
Whatever the name of the police
Yeah,
chief
the
is.
big police boy. You have the kid with the nice smiles hat,
The
and
kid with the nice
like a
smiles.
shit ton of Funko Pops of like the Demogorgon and shit like that. And it's just like marketed out the ass, and I'm like, just let it be a good show on its own. Stop. Like, we don't need a video game. Stop. It's like someone's gonna make a video game of like David Allen's getting things done, and I'm definitely gonna buy that shit. But.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It seems rather fitting that Stranger Things would have, like, this is actually a 16-bit game. I said 8-bit. 16-bit
Okay,
game.
that
So,
tracks.
I mean, that's kind of cool. I don't know. It's something to do after you watch the, after you binge the third season of
Hell
Stranger
yeah.
Things. That's a series that I watched this year. It just wasn't on any of the best of TV guides.
Yeah, that's weird.
Whoops.
People forget about.
Stranger Things 2 was okay.
Yeah, it was eh.
It was. I like the thing that I think about is the Jim Croce
The
sequence
Jim Grow?
with Cooper. Jim, no, not Jim Croce. Jim Croce.
Okay.
Do you know who Jim Croce is?
Yes.
Don't mess around with Jim.
Yeah.
Yes. So with Cooper in the cabin, like making stuff with Eleven. That's the Stranger Things 2 experience to me. And the most important announcement is that Obsidian's making a new game,
Yes.
and it's called The Outer Worlds, and it's basically a combination of Fallout and
And
Borderlands.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, it looks really, really
And they
good.
just relentlessly dunked on Bethesda as well.
It looks really like the trailer is so like cheesy, but so much so that it's like they're leaning into it, where it's like, yeah, you got to make these choices and shit, and I don't know. Guns and explosions and stuff. So yeah, no, I like Obsidian, and yeah, they're just shitting on
It's like from the
Bethesda.
original creators of Fallout and the makers of Fallout New Vegas. It's like,
You know they recut that trailer after 76
oh,
came out,
absolutely.
just so they could make a point.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
So yeah, no, The Outer Worlds. Oh, I don't think it has a release date actually.
So that's gonna
Yeah.
be
So
fun.
that is the Game Awards. That's a good list of things. What else, man?
I think we're coming to we're getting up there on a pretty good conclusion point, but another game I'm looking forward to. I don't know when it's gonna be released. I can probably Google it, but I'll make that clackety noise. But what is it? Cyberpunk 2077 or something like that?
Oh yeah, that comes out in a couple
Yeah.
years. It's not next year. It's like 2021 or something like that.
But I saw the like I rewatched the gameplay trailer for it, and it looks so good.
Yeah, there is something where I probably had it on this list, maybe not, but people are already talking about new consoles.
Really?
So, consoles to be announced either this coming E3 or the next E3.
Yeah, I can see it. 'Cause they're already getting into the development stage that was the precursor to the phasing out of like the 360 and the PlayStation 3 when they had the PS3 Slim come out and they had the 360 what was it? The thinner, apparently more RAM version of the 360 they released. It wasn't the
Right.
Pro, but whatever. But now they have the
And
PS4
they.
Pro that's come out and the 360 Slim, so they like flip-flopped.
The Xbox One S
Yeah,
or
that's what it's called. Yeah.
XS, whatever.
The
The
big
one that
tennis.
plays. The one that. The big tennis. The one that plays Red Dead Redemption really well. That's. I was actually thinking about buying an Xbox just to play Red Dead
Oh,
Redemption.
word. I was I
Which is
was I've been
bad.
thinking about getting a console just for that reason because whole
Well, the thing is, I have an Xbox. I just don't have the
Oh, you
Xbox.
don't have that good Xbox. You need to upgrade the Xbox. You need to
I also don't have a 4K TV, so what the fuck am I gonna do?
Yeah, that's important.
That is important. I did want to get to news stuff, but I don't know if you want to do it this episode because it's kind of,
It's kind of, I don't know. It's at least the serious news stuff. I'm just not in the right headspace for it. It's like, it at this point.
Well, I mean, it's all Gucci, man. It's all good
Yeah,
stuff.
it's like fucking Paul Manafort loves crimes.
Right.
Let's see here. George Papadopoulos also loves crimes, and George
Right.
Papadopoulos' wife loves flirting with herself on Twitter.
For the, yeah, just to close up this episode, we could just explain how all these guys love crimes and they're very big dumb
Yeah,
crime people.
they're all Yoshi and they're all guilty of tax fraud.
They're all guilty of tax fraud. Why the fuck would you commit tax fraud if you're also doing all of these things?
They thought they could get away with it.
I don't
Well, they
know if you
will,
had time.
because Trump's just gonna pardon them.
Right. But then Trump is also implicated. Have you seen the individual one news or
I've
whatever?
not.
So the report on Friday, I think, came out about Cohen has been released. That word. And basically saying that Cohen has implicated individual one in his crimes. Individual one meaning the person that directed him, meaning
The
the person
president.
that was in charge of the campaign, meaning the president of the United States, is
Holy shit.
a co-conspirator in the crimes. So yeah, so basically they have enough, and watching this Legal Eagle video, which I don't know if you had time to
Nope.
watch. Legal Eagle is this guy that basically dumbs down like legalese talk on
Hell
Trump.
yeah.
So I got into him because he reviewed law shows and stuff like that and picks out like these are the good bits and these are the bad bits. But he did a thing on Paul Manafort talking about his recent violation of his plea deal. So Paul Man so this convinced me that they have way more evidence that they're going to show off than they're showing off right now, because Paul Manafort did the crimes, and he would be going to jail for his entire life, but he took a plea deal.
And a stipulation of this plea deal was that he had to be forthright and not fucking
He had to be
lie.
forthright and not lie to the government of the United States or commit any other acts of any other crimes.
But Paul Manafort is a man who
So,
loves his ostrich coats, and he's like, man, how am I gonna get more ostrich without more crimes?
And so what Paul Manafort does is that he goes completely in violation of his attorney-client privilege. Because what happens in the court of law is if you have the same interest as other defendants in other cases, you can group those interests together and become a legal team. But you have to declare that. And there's a whole process for it. And, you know, they did that. But as soon as Paul Manafort pled guilty, he was not in the same interest as the other parties, which means that all of his communique, which he apparently had communications with Cohen and Trump and Rudy Giuliani, all of that communication is discoverable, which means that the lawyers for the government can just ask for all of the receipts, which really puts them in a bad situation. Because you have to think that what they were talking about was, hey, this is how we're going to get around this. This is how we're going to get around that. What
That
was
was
that?
All rings considered, which is my
Oh,
telephone
wow.
ringtone, which my sister just tried to call
Amazing.
me, and I am a bad podcaster because I did not put my phone on Do Not Disturb.
All rings considered. I'm putting the wrong links in things.
Oh
So
no.
I'm sad about that. Sorry. Because I tried to click on the Trump Ducks article and it went to the Kareem Hunt article. So bad. But the basically, so they're in a lot of trouble. They have enough evidence against Trump to put him away for a long time. Trump, not a long time. No, it depends. It's hard to get these campaign finance cases to trial and with a speedy
Yeah,
trial.
and also he's the sitting president, which makes it harder to
Also,
indict him. And then also,
right.
if you go by the Rudy Giuliani school of law, then you understand that crimes are not illegal. And
Only, yeah.
yeah, it's a
Reality is not real.
it's
So, how can crimes
don't
be real?
believe what's happening in front of your eyes.
If I can talk. Twitter, there was a tweet the other day. It was just like, Trump hates being president so much, but he can't quit now because he knows he's going to go to jail.
True. That, and also I think like he has, so there is nothing that he subsists on more than winning. Like that is who
Right.
he has built his entire persona around, as a winner, even if everyone with half a brain knows that it's absolute bullshit and that he's not actually a winner. He needs that to not like cry himself to sleep at night. He needs to think he like is loved by the people. That's why he holds so many rallies. That's why he only listens to people who are like media darlings for him. That's why he spends
Right.
so much of his time watching Fox News, because he needs that constant reinforcement of I'm awesome, I'm doing the right things, blah 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 blah.
He's so like he just doesn't get it. Like the report came out and he was like, it totally vindicates the president of crimes. It's like, idiot. No, this is the exact opposite of that happening right now.
He's also like, none of them are in their right fucking mind. Like, he is like almost definitely like hopped up on like seven different kinds of Hitler pills. He's probably on uppers and
Right.
downers and like a ton of different medications. He doesn't sleep. He eats like 12
Like shit.
pieces of bread a day. In between, like two bit,
The good old American
two.
bread, the one with all the preservatives and all the
Yeah,
sugar.
dude eats two Big Macs, two Filet-O-Fish, a large chocolate malt, like for lunch every day. Like that is his.
And for our international listeners, a Big Mac comes with three
Three
proteins.
buns, three buns.
Three bun, the hamburger, and it
I
comes
mean,
with
I
three
think
buns.
they have Big Macs overseas because McDonald's is everywhere.
They call them Royale.
They call it Le Big Mac.
The Big Mac.
Large Macs. Bon 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 bons.
The large. All right. You want to button
Yeah,
this
let's
up?
button this up.
And okay. So that was every other Wednesday. I'm Devin Nava. You can find me on the internet at Devin Nava on Twitter. And I also have a bloggity thing, devinnava.com. Where can they find
They can
Dylan?
find me on Twitter at Dylan Bickers. They can also find me at my personal website, which I've actually started blogging a little bit more. I'll talk more about that in the next episode. DylanBickers.com. And you can find the hosting for this website at EOW. That's E as in every, O as in other, W as in Wahoo! It's a Mario. Dot fireside dot FM. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. We also
That is.
big shout out to the awesome creative mastermind who made our music, Villainous Beats. Where can we find him, Devin?
Villainous Beats is on SoundCloud at Villainous Beats. Yeah, he is intro, outro extraordinaire, and he comes out with his new project in just a couple days. Maybe 2 weeks?
Awesome.
Whatever New Year's Eve is, I don't know. Yeah, almost 3 weeks. So yeah, you ready for that final?
Yeah, hit me with
Because
that final.
I was actually just gonna shamelessly self-promote a tweet that I
Go
have.
for it.
All right. So at Dev Nava says at 4 o'clock on December 8th, 2018, "Hey guys, I know what happens in Avengers Endgame. Everyone dies in a huge earth-shattering event except Ant-Man. Then Ant-Man has to fight shadow versions of his friends in order to get them back. The ending is a big three-stock boss battle with Final Thanos." Oh dear!
Can you tell Devin wants a switch?
I do want to switch real bad. All right. See you guys in the next episode.
Later.